Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Next time you find a good deal on farm equipment, get a good deal on the financing, too. Right now, you'll find fixed rates as low as 3.5% from AgDirect at your ag equipment dealer. That's 3.5%. AgDirect features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered by Farm Credit of East Central Oklahoma. People who understand agriculture. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Rates may change. Ask your local dealer for details.
Protecting private property rights, feeding a hungry world, standing up for what's right, and fighting against what's not right while improving the lives of all Oklahomans. As the leader of Oklahoma agriculture, this is Oklahoma Farm Bureau's mission. For more than 70 years, we've represented the voice of reason in Oklahoma City and Washington, D.C. To learn how you can be a part of this great tradition, go to okfarmbureau.org. We are rural Oklahoma.
A year ago, we were extremely dry and already very worried about the 2014 hard red winter wheat crop. We had good reason to worry as it turned out to be a historically low crop because of drought conditions. Dr. Jeff Edwards, Extension Wheat Specialist, says that for the 2015 crop, things are looking better, though.
We have a very good crop established. We're sitting pretty good across most of the state right now in terms of the way the crop looks. We've had tillering that we needed. Many of our producers planted early this year to get grazing. That paid off for most of those producers. They've been able to graze the crop. We've had adequate moisture throughout the winter so far. We're still short on subsoil moisture. So we're going to need Mother Nature to cooperate and continue with the rainfall for us to be able to go ahead and have this crop fulfill its potential. But as far as the grain yield potential, looking at everything right now, we still have very good potential in the state of Oklahoma.
Of course, we would sure like to have a better wheat crop than a year ago. The 2014 wheat crop in the Southern Plains, worst crop since the 1950s. Humane Society of the U.S. suing Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt this week. Mr. Pruitt, of course, had opened an inquiry into the group's fundraising last year. HSUS says they've cooperated, but the Attorney General says they're stonewalling by refusing to turn over documents related to the inquiry. Will Coggan is Director of Research for the Center for Consumer Freedom. He says HSUS is desperately trying to avoid being held accountable for the fact only one penny of every dollar it raises go to local pet shelters. He says that Attorney General Pruitt should be commended for opening an inquiry of the group. By the way, HSUS has retained former Attorney General Drew Edmondson to help them with the lawsuit. He's a Democrat. Mr. Pruitt, of course, a Republican. Now, let's talk country of origin labeling. National Farmers Union has helped fund a study that their president, Roger Johnson, contends shows country of origin labeling in the United States has not harmed Canadian or Mexican cattle producers since it was implemented by rulemaking that came out of the 2008 farm law. Contrary to arguments made by Americans' trade competitors, Canada and Mexico, and the World Trade Organization, this Auburn University study asserts that an economic downturn that sapped consumer demand, not country of origin labeling, caused decreased demand for cattle imports into the U.S. Dr. Robert Taylor of Auburn says that Kuhl did not cause the declines in livestock exports to the U.S., which largely coincided with a substantial global economic downturn that sapped demand for more expensive meat products. Taylor contends that the data he's looked at shows no significant or negative impact by Kuhl to either slaughter cattle or feeder cattle prices coming out of Canada and Mexico. You've got farm news on Ron.
Interact with the best in farming and the industry at No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 27th and 28th in Salina, Kansas. Be sure to take in the industry morning marketplace the morning of the 27th and talk with vendors at the largest no-till trade show in the region. Get registered today at www.notill.org or call 785-210-4525. This 19th annual event is sponsored in part by Green Cover Seed, Pressbuster, and Agriculture Liquid Fertilizer.
At your farm news, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.